Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Would you read together with me the title of this morning's message? The 12 Days of Christmas. Let me read to you just a couple of verses from Matthew chapter 2. And when the Magi saw the star, they rejoiced greatly. After coming to the house, they saw the child with Mary his mother. And they fell to the ground and they worshipped him. Then opening their treasures, they presented to him gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh. This morning I encourage you to find very easily the blue handout that's been given you. You'll see the outline for the message as we consider our theme, the 12 days of Christmas. Now, just about everybody here today is at least a little familiar with that old, old Christmas carol, the 12 Days of Christmas. Most people are mistaken that Christmas is just one day, or at the most 2 days if you count Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. Historically, the ancient church did celebrate 12 days of Christmas, from Christmas Day until Epiphany Day on January the 6th, from Jesus' birth in the manger and visit by the shepherds to the coming of the wise men when they came to a different location, to the house, and there gave him the gifts, as recorded in Matthew chapter 2. In our church's liturgical calendar, we recognize the same movement from Christmas to Epiphany. Look what I'm wearing today. My white stoles, as I mentioned with the elders today, after this Sunday, the white stoles and the white parents will be taken off because soon we get into the church year called Epiphany and the color goes from white to green. We still recognize this even today. This carol, the 12 Days of Christmas, was written in England as a catechism tool, a way to teach young people the basics of the Christian faith. Its catchy tune and its repetition of verses serve to get the message home deep into the young people's hearts. The 12 Days of Christmas song really is an allegory. Every item in the song represents something important in the Christian faith. And so this morning, I thought it would be interesting for us to take a look at this familiar Christmas carol. Now, I encourage you to follow along on your blue handout. Take it home with you today as a memory tool. But right now, we're going to sing the first 6 verses of this familiar Christmas carol. Remain seated. Marlene will get us started. Maybe a little intro. We'll sing just the first 6 verses.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love sent to me a partridge in a pear tree. On the second day of Christmas, my true love sent to me 2 turtle doves and a partridge in a pear tree. On the third day of Christmas, my true love sent to me 3 French hens, 2 turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. On the fourth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me 4 calling birds, 3 French hens, 2 turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. On the fifth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me 5 gold rings, 4 calling birds, 3 French hens, 2 turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. On the sixth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me 6 geese a-laying, 5 gold rings, 4 calling birds, 3 French hens, 2 turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree.
Not bad. Now, obviously, the song begins. On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave, or my true love sent to me. The true love in this hymn is not a boyfriend or a spouse, a husband or a wife. The true love refers to God Himself. He is the one who truly loves the world, to whom He would give His most precious gift. And so it says in the 3rd chapter of John, "For God so loved the world, He gave His only begotten Son." My true love gave to me, says the carol. The me who receives the gifts referred to is every baptized and believing child of God. You are the me of this song. God wants to give all of His precious gifts to you. That's what Christmas is about. Now, the gift on the first day of Christmas, did you catch it? What is it? Partridge in a pear tree. As we said with the children's message, this partridge represents our dear Lord Jesus Christ. The partridge in a pear tree represents Jesus on the cross. In the song, Jesus is symbolized by a mother partridge. And now you've come home from church today and you've learned something, perhaps new. A mother partridge is famous for wounding herself or pretending to be sick or to be hurt so the predators will get her and the babies will run away and they will be safe. And this, of course, points to what our Lord Jesus Christ, the Bethlehem babe, grew to be the Savior on the cross. This is what He did for you and for me. He sacrificed Himself on the cross so that the powers of sin, the powers of death, the power of the devil could not have its way with us. And here we're reminded of Jesus' own words in John chapter 10 when He said, "Greater love has no one than this, but that he would lay down his life for his friend." The gift on the second day is what? What does it say? 2 turtle doves. The 2 doves refer here to the Old and the New Testaments of the Bible. Dove represents love in both the Old Testaments and the New Testaments. In both these testaments, these 2 doves, these gifts of love from God, we learn of His love for all mankind. But the dove is also an ancient symbol for the Holy Spirit, who speaks to us through both Old and New Testament, the 2 turtle doves. The gift on the third day is the 3 French hens. These are taken to represent the 3 chief gifts of the Holy Spirit, as recorded in 1 Corinthians 13, when it says, "But now faith, hope, and love abide, but the greatest of these is love." The gift on the fourth day is the 4 calling birds. This can refer to the 4 evangelists, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Calling birds, another name for songbirds. And the 4 gospel writers, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, are said to sing forth boldly the song of salvation of Jesus the Savior. On day 5, you keep repeating this in the song, the gift is 5 gold rings. These precious rings are taken to represent the first 5 books of the Bible: Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy, called the first five books of Moses, or in the Hebrew scriptures, the Torah. Even these earliest books of the Bible come with us to give us the precious promise of Jesus, the coming Savior. In Genesis chapter 3, verse 15, is the first promise of the coming Savior, when God speaks to the devil in the form of a serpent and says, "The seed of the woman will come, and he will come and crush your head." Even in these first five books, the Savior is promised. Day six brings us the six geese a-laying. Historically, these six geese have been taken to represent the 6 days of creation, especially day six when God brought forth the animals and also the crown of creation, you and me, human beings. The seventh day is seven swans a-swimming. These seven swans have been connected to the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit mentioned in various places in the Bible, but especially in Isaiah chapter 11. Wisdom, understanding, counsel, might, knowledge, piety, and the fear of the Lord. What's the gift on the eighth day? What do you find? Eight maids a-milking. Having been raised on a dairy farm, we didn't get the maids to do the milking. I did the milking and also taking care of what came out of the other end of the cow as well. But in this hymn, the eighth day of the gift is eight maids a-milking. This reminded young people in the early catechism classes in England of the eight beatitudes, the eight blesseds that Jesus spoke in Matthew 5. Count them as I read them. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are those who mourn. Blessed are the meek. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. Blessed are the merciful. Blessed are the pure in heart. Blessed are the peacemakers. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake. On the ninth day, the gift is nine ladies dancing. The nine ladies are taken to represent the nine fruits of the Spirit mentioned in Galatians chapter 5. And as I read these fruits to you, count them up. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. The nine gifts of the Spirit. Day's 10 gift is 10 lords a-leaping. These 10 lords are taken to represent the 10 commandments recorded in Exodus chapter 20. Commandments such as, do not have false gods. Do not take God's name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day. Honor your mother and your father. Do not kill or steal or commit adultery. Do not bear false witness or covet. On the 11th day, what do you find? 11 pipers piping. These refer, note carefully, to the 11 faithful disciples, excluding the 12th Judas who betrayed his Lord. And finally, on day 12, we find the gift of 12 drummers drumming. These represent the 12 main points of belief as recorded in the Apostles' Creed. Here they are. Belief in God the Father, in God the Son, in God the Holy Spirit, and that Jesus, God the Son, was born of the Virgin Mary. He was made man. He was crucified. He died. He rose on the third day. He sits at the right hand of the Father. He will come again. And the resurrection of the dead, and the life everlasting. And if you add them up, they come up with 12 gifts. Now, what is the phrase repeated at the end of every day in the song we've just sang? Say it. And the partridge in a pear tree. Notice well and especially that at the end of every verse that's sung, the last thing that's mentioned and repeated again and again. And in literature and in song, why is something repeated? To emphasize it and to make sure you get this is the main point of the song. And a partridge in a pear tree. As we said earlier, this represents Jesus and his death on the cross for you and for me and for the world. And that's why in this ancient Christmas carol, it's repeated after every verse, lest we miss the whole purpose of Christmas is the coming of the Savior who gave his life for the world. Now, even as we sang the first six verses of this song at the beginning of the sermon, in just a moment, not quite yet, we'll sing the final six verses. So from now on, when you hear or sing this delightful Christmas carol, the 12 days of Christmas, consider how this seemingly non-religious song had its origins in keeping the teachings of the Christian faith alive for all upcoming generations. And today I encourage you to take the blue handout home with you as a memory guide and as a reminder. Well, my friends, God bless your celebration of the remaining 12 days of Christmas until Tuesday, Epiphany. In the name of Jesus, our Christmas King. Amen. And now we sing verses 7 through 12.
On the seventh day of Christmas, my true love sent to me seven swans a-swimming, six geese a-laying, five gold rings, four calling birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. On the eighth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me eight maids a-milking, seven swans a-swimming, six geese a-laying, five gold rings, four calling birds, three French hens, two and a partridge in a pear tree. On the ninth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me nine ladies dancing, eight maids a-milking, seven swans a-swimming, six geese a-laying, five gold rings, four calling birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. On the tenth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me ten lords a-leaping, nine ladies dancing, eight maids a-milking, seven swans a-swimming, six geese a-laying, five gold rings, four calling birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. On the 11th day of Christmas, my true love sent to me 11 pipers piping, 10 lords a-leaping, light ladies dancing, 8 maids a-milking, 7 swans a-swimming, 6 geese a-laying, 5 gold rings, four calling birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. On the 12th day of Christmas, my true love sent to me 12 drummers drumming, 11 pipers piping, 10 lords a-leaping, 9 ladies dancing, 8 maids a-milking, 7 swans a-swimming, 6 geese a-laying, 5 gold rings, 4 calling birds, 3 French hens, 2 turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree.
That's just fine. No problem. Let's now worship our Lord with his offering.